On WIPR, we're on the record. I'm Sheila Cass. Good morning. Of every six people who live in Maryland, one was born outside the U.S., 16%. Many have been here legally through something called TPS, Temporary Protected Status. TPS has allowed about a million people from countries torn by war, civil unrest, and natural disasters to live in the U.S. legally and to work legally in the U.S. Shortly after he was inaugurated in January, President Trump signed an executive order directing officials to limit TPS on the grounds that the temporary relief from deportation dragged on far after the initial crisis in many of the 17 countries eligible. This month, the Trump administration revoked TPS for Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, which means that more than half a million people from those countries no longer have the right to be or work in the U.S. We've reached out to Jaime Contreras, Executive Vice President of the Union 32BJ SEIU. Among other duties, Contreras heads 32BJ's Capital District, 21,000 members in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Its members are cleaners, maintenance workers, and security officers in commercial and government buildings, arenas, airports, and educational facilities. Jaime, welcome to On the Record.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
How is the revocation of TPS for many countries affecting SEIU members?
It is having a profound effect on thousands and thousands of members of SEIU. Just to give you an example, our union, you know, we have 185,000 members throughout the East Coast. We come from 60 plus different countries and speak 28 different languages. And thousands of our members are from El Salvador, from Honduras, from Haiti, from Venezuela and other places. And most of those TPSs for Haiti, particularly for Sudan, which is another place where we have also represent members from, and others, Venezuela, have been revoked. And we're talking about over half a million people who were perfectly able to work and pay taxes, doing everything correctly in the U.S. With a work permit. And now those people are out of the shadows because the Trump administration has taken their TPS away. Just to put it into more perspective, we have in SEIU alone, nationally, we have over 100,000 members that are from El Salvador. You know, one third of those members are people who have TPS. And if that TPS goes away, thousands and thousands more members will be affected negatively. And these are people who've done everything right. Every 18 months, they go get fingerprinted, they pay a fee. And many of them have been here for over two decades. And now they're going to be left without a status because of this president. It's inhumane.
I want listeners to hear what Tricia McLaughlin, Assistant Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, said in announcing 11 days ago that TPS was being revoked for Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. And I'd like to get your reaction. She said, quote, "The Biden administration lied to America. They allowed more than half a million poorly vetted aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela and their immediate family members to enter the United States through these disastrous parole programs, granted them opportunities to compete for American jobs and undercut American workers, forced career civil servants to promote the programs even when fraud was identified, and then blamed Republicans in Congress for the chaos that ensued and the crime that followed," close quote. And she went on to say, this is Assistant DHS Secretary Tricia McLaughlin, called the revocation of TPS, quote, "a return to common sense," close quote. What would you say to that?
Well, from day one, the Trump administration has preyed on his supporters' emotions, frankly, by cowardly making immigrants scapegoats for the problems that we all face. And that's just not right. For people to say blanket every immigrant as a criminal, it's wrong. You know, facts would tell you immigrants commit crimes a lot less frequent than native-born Americans, and that's just a pure lie. And so to me, this is really, it's inhumane. It's called racism and full display for the world to see. And, you know, let's just get it right. Racism is not patriotism. And the people who are lying are the people who are saying all these things about immigrants. I mean, Trump even said himself that he wanted to deport criminals, which I don't think anybody can argue with, you know, that is the right thing to do. But yet the people he is deporting are workers, are fathers, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, our neighbors, you know, people who contribute to the economy every day. Those are not criminals. And so let's just not, you know, who's lying here?
This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Jaime Contreras, Executive Vice President of 32BJ SEIU and head of its Latino Caucus. You put us in touch with Inez Guido from Honduras. She's had TPS since 1995, lives and works in Baltimore, works as an environmental cleaner at Kaiser Permanente. Here's some of what she told us through translator Francisco Romero about the pressure that she and her neighbors feel.
Muchísimo. Son gente que tienen un trauma familiar.
That is a trauma for those people because they have families.
Muchos tienen inversiones acá.
A lot of them, they have invested their money here, you know, in their homes. With some people, you know, their businesses, or they have work in construction, landscaping,
etc.
You know, because they need to work, they need to provide, and very worried for the families.
Jaime, what are you hearing from SEIU members about this?
I mean, our members are unsettled. I mean, they are scared, but at the same time, they're also angry because they are workers. They are people who came here like I came here or other, you know, our ancestors came here, which is to find a better life and give our families a better life and find the American dream. And yet what they have found is an American nightmare. These are people who have been living in this country for decades and people who work two and three jobs to sustain their families. These are people who are proud immigrants, and for the Trump administration to use them as scapegoats to score political points, it's just un-American. And you know, the cruelty that's happening on the streets of LA and other parts of our country, it's inhumane and it's wrong and it's un-American. And you have ICE, the National Guard, the U.S. Marines terrorizing our communities. Frankly, being a veteran myself, somebody who actually came here and documented as well more than 35 years ago, I find military on our streets against our own people, I find that disturbing. I find that disgusting, and I find that insulting. That's just not what we should be doing as a country.
10 days ago, it seemed that ICE was going to cut back on conducting raids at workplaces like restaurants and farms. And then 2 days later, that policy was reversed. Are some of your members afraid to go to work because of raids?
There have been reports of people all throughout, whether it's restaurants, whether it's construction, you know, other places where people are scared to go to work and people are afraid that they're, you know, going to be taken away and, you know, no one's going to be there when your kids, when their kids show up from school. And, you know, that's just not a good way to live in the free country that we're supposed to be. The reality is that our First Amendment rights, and I'm not just talking about our immigrant community First Amendment, I'm talking about all of our First Amendment rights are under attack. And unless we do something about it, we could all lose our rights that many, many have fought for us to have for so many years.
I want to get back to the point that you made about TPS holders. Almost all of them hold jobs. They work. What do these TPS revocations mean for employers, people who run businesses?
Oh, my goodness. Well, when you have the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is not a friend of U.S. labor, when you have them saying that the more than a million people who have TPS who are allowed to work in the U.S. legally should stay in the U.S., and that includes Dreamers and other types of legal statuses that people have. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which represents businesses, saying that to the administration, and you know the Migration Policy Institute, which is a nonpartisan group, finds that immigrants pay more in federal taxes than they receive in benefits, and they don't take jobs. They, in fact, help the economy grow and create jobs. And so I had an employer tell me, Jaime, 26% of my workers are people with TPS. If they lose their status, I lose 26% of my workers, and I'm going to have to walk some of my contracts, including cleaning some of the federal buildings in the DC area. So in just in 2022 alone, all immigrants contributed $1.6 trillion in economic activity and another $580 billion in taxes. And that's not even counting what we pay in Social Security. And so undocumented immigrants alone, just to make this point, they make up 3.3% of the U.S. population. And yet in 2022 alone, they contributed $245 billion in spending to the U.S. economy. That means they're buying cars, they're buying houses, they're paying rent, they're buying clothes, they're buying food, et cetera. And yet they pay another $75.6 billion in federal taxes in 2022 alone. So immigrants, regardless of status, are essential to the U.S. economy. This president knows it. His cronies know it. And when you have the Chamber of Commerce telling them, stop the madness, we have an economic problem in the U.S. If they don't stop.
What can SEIU do for its members with TPS?
Well, the first thing that we're doing is we're educating members about their rights, both on the street and at home and on the job. We also have connected them with attorneys so that they can get legal advice. Some of the folks with TPS are eligible to adjust their status. For example, if you have a U.S.-born child who's, you know, an adult, that kid can sponsor you and you can, you know, adjust your status to a permanent residency. So we're giving them advice to consult attorney. And in cases where we have legal funds like we do in 32BJ, we are sending them to an attorney so they can get some advice. But we're also organizing and mobilizing both our members and the community to speak up against these inhumane treatment of our community. Because, you know, enough is enough and we're workers, we're not criminals.
Inez from Honduras, who has TPS, told us she has some hope the system will be fixed.
Porque si Dios nos dio la oportunidad de que
she says that to have a hope, faith that things hopefully change in the future, that she believes in God is going to do something if he allowed her to come here and them to work here. She hopes there will be an opportunity for the president and other Congress people to do the right thing and come up with an immigration bill, law to pass.
That was Inez Guido, the translator Francisco Romero. Jaime, what hope do you hold?
Well, my hope is that the American people will remember history, that we won't allow bad history to repeat itself, that we hold politicians accountable. My hope is that the immigrant community comes out and vote in droves in the next election, and then we can fix the problem of our broken immigration system by electing people who care about the economy, who care about immigrants, and care about the well-being of the United States of America.
Jaime, thank you for talking to us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Jaime Contreras is Executive Vice President of 32BJ SEIU, which has 21,000 members in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Short break now on the record. When we're back, what other migrant protections are disappearing? I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.